We read today that the 8th US death linked to vaping-related lung diseases was announced late last week, as the total number of probable cases rose to more than 500. That follows with a story in the Herald Sun today that flavoured e-cigarettes, even those without liquid nicotine, are likely to kill the cells that line the airways. That's an Australian study has found those results.
And one of the researchers on this study was Dr. Miranda Ween from the Royal Adelaide Hospital. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning.
So when we talk about these flavoured e-cigarettes killing the cells that line the airways, what does that mean? What effect does that have on our bodies?
So basically it means that there's going to be inflammation in the airways and enough damage can be permanent. So it's quite problematic.
So surely, I mean, this is something that most sensible people would have known. Anything you inhale, doctor, is going to be bad for you.
Yeah, pretty much. For a non-smoker, that's exactly right. Really should be avoiding inhaling anything that, you know, isn't just plain clean air.
And what you're talking about here is obviously those flavoured e-cigarettes. So I think sometimes people have said they're worried about these being marketed to kids. They could be apple flavoured or different flavours. Does that mean that the ones that don't have the flavours in them don't have the same effect? Did you check the ones that don't actually have flavours?
Yeah, so we actually checked the bases, the unflavoured base as well, and it didn't kill the airway cells, but we have found that there are other effects within the immune system in the lungs when there's just that unflavoured base.
And is that the same sort of damage that cigarettes do, or is this something that is unique to these flavours that are inserted into the e-cigs?
So at this point, the study that I did was just looking at straight toxicity damage. And it was less than cigarette smoke, which is something, I suppose, but still not something you want to inhale if you're a healthy non-smoker.
Doctor, we've seen with these deaths in the US, the New York governor has announced an emergency ban on vape juices, and quite a number of the big-time broadcasters in the United States have also announced they're going to drop e-cigarette advertisements. Is there any policing on here about vaping cigarettes?
So it varies from state to state. There's no federal law apart from not being able to sell e-liquids with nicotine in it. And so you will see some states are really starting to change the way they look at it. I know South Australia is going to be banning advertising, I believe, from October, I think it is.
So do you think there's a concern, Doctor? I mean, obviously, a lot of people have turned to e-cigarettes as a way of quitting smoking. So do we need to determine whether one is worse than the other, or is it about really, at the end of the day, getting rid of both?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. It's getting rid of both. I mean, the important thing is to stop inhaling things into your lungs. So if you are someone who has given up cigarettes and moved to e-cigarettes, it's a great step in the right direction, but it's not something that should be long-term because we just don't know what the damage is long-term.
And is it any surprise to you, Doctor, that a lot of the larger tobacco companies have now started investing in e-cigarette manufacturers?
No, definitely not.
No, not at all. Doctor, thank you for your time. Dr. Miranda Ween from the Royal Adelaide Hospital, who's a leading researcher on e-cigarettes.